WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Jeff Bridges is the leading man of the family. His brother is character actor Beau Bridges. Their father, Lloyd Bridges, spent a lot of time underwater filming the TV series Sea Hunt when the boys were growing up. Jeff Bridges' films include The Last Picture Show, Jagged Edge, Against All Odds, and The Fisher King. He starred with his brother in The Fabulous Baker Boys and worked with his father in Tucker. Now Jeff Bridges is starring in the new film American Heart, which he also co-produced. When the film opens, his character Jack Kelson has just gotten out of jail and is thinking of heading north from Seattle to Alaska. But the son he abandoned years ago has found him, and that's a responsibility Jack doesn't want. The film is based on the documentary Streetwise about street kids in Seattle. The director of Streetwise, Martin Bell, also directed American Heart. I asked Bridges how he got involved with American Heart.
About 3 years ago, I opened my production company, As Is Productions, for business, and we started looking at different scripts. And a script came to us that was very moving. And I thought that if I could move audiences like I was moved by the script, that this would be something that I would want to produce. It had a few problems with it. It had the mafia was involved. It was set down in New Orleans, and especially the mafia stuff wasn't ringing true to me, and the rest of the movie was quite realistic. And we worked on that script for about a year, and I was about to call it quits when they said, well, maybe you should look at the original script that one was based on. Everybody has turned it down because they felt it was maybe too hard a look at the situation. And we looked at that script, and that's the one that we actually used and is on the screen today. And now it's 2 years later, and we've finally got it up on the screen, so it's very rewarding.
Did you pattern your character in American Heart on anyone in particular?
Yeah, we were real fortunate to have with us as a technical advisor a fellow named Eddie Bunker, whose own life really paralleled my character's in that he was raised by the state, you know, had no real family support of any kind. He was, you know, raised in different state homes and then spent lots of time in prison, and then graduated the criminal university system that we have here in this country, and tried to turn his life around and did a miraculous job in doing so. One of the things that helped him was that he happened to be a very very skilled writer, and he's written many, many novels. One of them, No Beast So Fierce, was adapted for screen, Dustin Hoffman film Straight Time, and he also wrote the screenplay for that. And he also wrote the screenplay for Runaway Train as well. So he was a writer, had done a lot of time in prison, and he was also an actor. So he was on the set, and I would use him as a touchstone. You know, he really grounded my character in reality for me.
Jeff Bridges is my guest. He stars in the new film American Heart. Can we go back to the beginning, talk about your early days?
Sure.
Okay. I have to confess to you that, like, a lot of... I'm about your age. I think I'm a year younger than you are. So, like, a lot of people, I'm sure you've heard this from a lot of people, I grew up watching Sea Hunt, right?
That's right.
I grew up living in an apartment building in Brooklyn, New York, but I knew how to prevent getting the bends.
Very good.
Yeah, like this is going to be real useful information to me.
can you hum the Sea Hunt theme?
Gosh, you know, I don't think I can. Can you? Go ahead.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Something like that. I gotta get off there at the end.
No, were your friends? Did they watch the show, and did that mean anything to you?
Oh yeah, sure. They watched the show. A lot of them liked it. You know, occasionally I would get the, you think you're so great? You're Mike Nelson's kid. Yeah, you think you're real great, don't you? You know, I get some of that. But all in all, it was, you know, the kids pretty much dug it, I thought.
You were on some episodes when you were a kid. How old were you, and what were the scenes? What did you have to do?
Oh, I was about, I think on the first one, maybe about 9 years old. I remember being trapped in a cave, and Mike Nelson had to dive under there and get me. And my girlfriend of the time, my neighbor, Andy Kaplan, was playing my partner in that one. And my dad, Mike Nelson, had to swim under there and save us. And I remember telling my girlfriend, I said, well, maybe if we sing, they'll hear us and they'll save us. And I had to sing a song.
Underwater? Oh, this was an underwater cave. This was a regular cave.
It's like, you know, the tide is rising, you know, and trapped us in this cave.
Of course, of course.
I remember being thrown off Malibu Pier in the middle of winter and, you know, having to say my lines with the cold water, you know, that sort of thing.
Whose idea was it for you to do the episodes, yours or your father's?
It was my dad's, you know. He said, there's a little kid part in here, you want to do it? And took me a second, then I realized I could get out of school for the week, and so I said, yeah, I'll do that.
Actor Jeff Bridges is my guest. Back after this break. This is Fresh Air. Actor Jeff Bridges is my guest. He stars in the new movie American Heart. Let me ask you, your brother Beau Bridges was 9 years older than you. Did he ever have to take care of you when you were young? And did you, like, tag along with him and his friends against his will?
Being 8 years older, it was almost, a lot of times it was a kind of an uncle, you know, nephew relationship almost.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have the typical kind of competition, really. I looked up to him, and he was always so great in sports. He was scouted by the Dodgers, you know, and he was on the UCLA basketball team, and for a guy who was, I think he's about 5'10 or 11, you know, he was playing out there with Walt Hazard and all those guys. And, you know, he taught me how to do all those sports and box and everything. So he was, I really did look up to him. He really was my hero. And then he taught me how to act, and we would do, we used to do this thing, this idea we came up with where, you know, so often you talk to actors and they say, you know, it's tough because we need an audience, you know, and there's no audience. You can't just act in your room by yourself. That's not gratifying at all. So what Beau and I would do is we'd rent a flatbed truck and we would play the supermarket circuit. We would get a few scenes together and we would go into a supermarket parking lot. And we would get on the back of the flatbed truck, and we would act, and we would get people to all come around and watch our show and improvise and do kind of crazy things until the cops would come, and then we'd try to include the cops in the show, and they would kind of get flustered, and then one of us would get in the driver's seat and drive off to the next supermarket.
So it's kind of a strange thing to do, pull up a flatbed truck to a supermarket parking lot and put on a little show. What did people make of it?
I don't know. You know, sometimes we would start it with a fight. You know, my father taught us how to fake fight, you know, do stage fighting. So sometimes we would start it with a fight, you know, to get people saying, what's happening? To get a crowd around us. And then we would say, we're just kidding. We're going to put on a show. And then they'd gather around. It's a good idea. I recommend it highly for all you actors out there who need an audience.
Now, one of your early films was the remake of King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Did it turn out like you expected?
Oh, not really. You know, I was a big fan of the original. I remember, you know, faking sick just to get out of school to see that thing. You know, I love that original movie.
Me too.
And it worked all right. I mean, it was tough. It's a tough acting assignment to have to do all that, with all the technical stuff, because that the acting kind of takes a back seat to that.
Did you have to do a lot of scenes in which there was a mechanical ape arm playing opposite you?
I did a few of those, but I remember being on the set when Jessica Lange was in this hand, and God, the camera should have been turned the other way, because I've never had this feeling, a combination of horror and laughing my head off, seeing the director, who was this English guy, directing these five Italians. Each man had a finger on this giant, had a control that controlled the finger of this huge gorilla paw. And Jesse was in this paw, and he finally, you know, he couldn't communicate with these guys in words, so he finally said, "Just look at my bloody hand." And he stuck his hand up in the air. He had all these five Italian guys looking at his hand, trying to, you know, figure out how much he should squeeze the fingers. And Jessica almost got crushed several times. I mean, you know, it was very painful for her. Terrible situation.
I hear you laughing.
Yeah, well, it was very, very strange.
Another of your early movies was Heaven's Gate, which came to kind of symbolize excess in Hollywood. It clocked in at 3 hours and 49 minutes. It was $36 million. Did you have a sense that things were going wrong when you were making the movie?
Not wrong. We had an amazing time making that film. Mike Cimino had just come off The Deer Hunter, which was a terrific film, and he got a lot of praise for it, and people really were looking for him to make the huge, you know, epic Western. And that's what we were out to do. I remember Mike wanted us all to stay up there in Montana, and you know, whether we had scenes to shoot or not. And when we weren't shooting, which would, you know, in my case, I would sometimes go three weeks, a month without shooting a scene. And he would put us all practicing our skills that we had to do in the movie. We called it Camp Cimino that we all went to. And he would, you know, each person had different things that he had to practice, you know, like rioting, and I had to practice cockfighting and Yugoslavian and, all kinds of, you know, guns, shooting and all that stuff. And it was, you know, terrific to hang out with all those great actors, John Hurt, and terrific musicians. Kris Kristofferson brought a lot of his band up and had parts in the film. T-Bone Burnett and Willem Dafoe played my maids, I guess, or whatever you would call them. They cleaned up the hotel and stuff. And so we had a lot of music going on the set all the time. So we had, you know, we didn't have any idea that it was going to, that it would happen like that. I was quite surprised.
What do you think of the film? A lot of people, you know, it's out on video. A lot of people haven't seen it because of its reputation. Do you think it deserves that reputation, or do you think it's a good film?
I think it's an amazing film. It captures that time in this country probably better than any other film. I think some of the shots that Vilmos Zsigmond did just a gorgeous job, creating that look for the film, and the sets and the costumes are, you know, brilliant. The story is terrific. You know, it's kind of in my view, it's like the birth of a cynic, you know, a guy who starts out very optimistic and is going to change the world, how he becomes a cynic and what the price of that cynicism is. I think it's a terrific story, and it's a great movie. It was, there are things that, you know, the kind of, you know, the rhythm isn't a typical American film rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember the first time I saw it, it was a little disconcerting the way that we'd kind of like linger on something, and the pace seemed a little odd. But I've seen it, I don't know, four, five, six times now, and each time I see it, I get more with its rhythm rather than trying to impose mine on it.
Right.
And I'm a fan of that film, and I think it'll be interesting, you know, 10 years down the line when the reviews died, you know, the news of the reviews died down, and it let the movie kind of speak for itself. I think it may get a new audience.
Well, I've got one last question for you.
Yay.
Did you ever get the bends?
Did I ever get the bends? No, but I've had nitrogen narcosis several times.
Have you really?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't, but I would like to have.
Did you ever go deep sea diving?
Yes, to get nitrogen narcosis. I've been skin diving. Yeah, especially when my dad was doing Sea Hunt, we would go skin diving quite a bit, and also scuba diving.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, good luck with the new movie.
Thanks a lot, Terry. Appreciate talking with you.
Jeff Bridges stars in the new film American Heart. This is Fresh Air.